It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Folks, the people of this nation have spoken. They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory, a victory for we the people. We've won with the most votes ever cast on a presidential ticket in the history of the nation, 74 million. What I must admit has surprised me. Tonight, we're seeing all over this nation, all cities and all parts of the country, indeed across the world, an outpouring of joy, of hope, renewed faith in tomorrow, bring a better day. And I'm humbled by the trust and confidence you placed in me. I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. That's Joe Biden claiming victory on Friday night when Fox News and the AP and others joined in to declare him so. All of that without having been certified in any of the states, with 10 of the states in dispute still counting. I want to just say to you, we are experiencing what national security folk call PSYOPs. And that means, remember they talked about the red mirage, that on the election night it would look like President Trump had won, and then suddenly this wash of, you know, previously sent in ballots would come in and everything would change. This is a psychological warfare as much as anything, and the reason why a Fox, of course, rushed to be the network that announced is because that's part of, you know, what they have to do. Fox, of course, is, you know, our cable station, right? Our meaning Trump supporters, conservatives. It's our station. It's our network. And what would be the most damaging, discouraging thing to happen to all those millions of Trump supporters than to hear Fox News declare that Joe Biden is the victor? And that's what happened. Fox was the great lead for that. They started, look, their polls this election cycle have been, I would maintain, as bad as any. In terms of overstating and oversampling Democrats, they have been playing with us now for a long time. I've been telling you that, and I have to tell you, as of Tuesday night, election night, when we watched the guy who heads their election desk refuse to call Florida for President Trump when he had won it resoundingly, and rushed to call Arizona when I think only 1% of the vote count was finished, I knew the fix was in. And so Fox is playing their part, and they have lost to me all credibility. And there are some shows still. Maria Bartiromo, by the way, let me recommend that to you on Sunday morning. She had a great show, which will lay. I'm going to be talking about some of it, but I can't get to all of it. We should put that link on our Facebook page, Adam, so people could watch it. But you're going to have to cherry pick what you watch at Fox. Otherwise, you can't trust it. Newsmax is, I'm just learning about what Newsmax is doing in terms of news coverage. And speaking of Newsmax, Greg Kelly, which is one of their leads, came out to comment on what's happening here. This is clip one. Let's listen.
Everything you're seeing tonight is an illusion. There is no president-elect. Even the term president-elect used right now is a media fabrication. We don't have a president-elect until the electors come and actually elect the president, and that happens sometimes next month. We don't have one. This is still in dispute. The point was raised earlier that, well, there's no concession, but a concession doesn't mean anything. No, a concession actually, from a media standpoint, means a great deal. Constitutionally, though, nothing significant has actually happened. I believe overall, Rob, this is yet a third coup attempt. We had Russia, we had the impeachment, and now we have this nonsense, which is so incredibly dishonest. I just urge all of the viewers out there, social media, watching the mainstream, I know the inclination. We all have muscle memory since the 1970s. I do. I'm old enough to remember turning on the network, and they say it goes to Carter, it goes to Reagan. That's where we determine traditionally who the president-elect is. They have squandered all of their credibility. We should not listen to them. Mm. We need to resist. We need to resist that muscle memory. This is not over, not by a long shot.
Let me just talk to you about why we don't think it's over. Rudy Giuliani was on. He's heading the president's, pondering about all these different states. There are challenges in 10 states. There are going to be recounts in Wisconsin, I believe in Nevada. There are lawsuits being filed in Pennsylvania this morning. And we're going to talk about all of those states as best we can. And, of course, this week we'll be covering a lot of it. Yesterday, Giuliani was with Maria Bartiromo, and he said that lawsuits are being filed. Then they might reveal up to 900,000 invalid ballots cast in the state of Pennsylvania alone. So Giuliani says the Pennsylvania election was a disaster. We have people that observed people being pushed out of the polling place. We have people who were suggested to vote the other way and shown how to do it. He alleged that Republican observers in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania were kept out of the room or kept away from the room for 24 hours where mail-in ballots were counted, adding that 135,000 ballots were counted during that time period. Even though we went to court, this is Giuliani speaking, and we were allowed to move 6 feet closer, the Democrat machine people moved the counting space 6 feet further away. This is documented on videotape. There were upwards of 50 witnesses, which will be the subject of a Monday civil rights lawsuit. That's this morning, of course. We have evidence now from not only one post office, but others that there was backdating. And so that's just a part of what Giuliani said to Maria Bartiromo, and we will follow that. I have a chart in front of me that was prepared by Real Clear Politics. And interestingly enough, in Nevada, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, all of those states, the turnout was over 100% of registered voters. Now, part of that is explained by same-day voting. I don't know if all those states had that, but in some states, but certainly not all of it. In Nevada, 125% of the people in Nevada, 125% of the people voted, and that's 125% more than registered voters. Yeah, so there's a Houston, we have a problem. In Georgia, it was only 96%, but you know, you get the drift, and that's from Real Clear Politics. It's enough to make us go, we've got to look into this. We have to know what happened. In Nevada, I just got this in my box just before we went on the air. Among the allegations, dead voters, voters from thousands that no longer live in Nevada, a van marked Biden-Harris full of opened mail-in ballots, former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, who's helping Trump's legal effort in the state, detailed grievances that the campaign has with mail-in ballot signature verification in Clark County. We were told the signature verification will save all chances of fraud. But Laxalt identified several complaints about the more than 600,000 mail-in votes cast in Nevada. Laxalt said about 200,000 of those were verified through a machine and never by a human. He also charged that Clark County Registrar of Votes Joe Gloria set the factory setting on the machine to accept signatures with only a 40% match. Now, it's going to be overwhelming for you and for me if I try to spell out to you every irregularity and every problem that people are looking into. But I just wanted to give you some specifics. In Wisconsin, it is so close. It's within one percentage point, and there are some serious irregularities according to people that are challenging it, according to Justin Clark, who is Trump's deputy campaign manager. So that's what's happening. The race is not over. It's just not over. And no matter what Biden says, no matter how many victory laps he takes, it's not over. And that reminds me, we should play this right now. This is the media, just a montage of the media responding to Joe Biden's announcement on Friday night. This is clip 9. Let's listen.
Character matters. It matters. Telling the truth matters. Being a good person matters.
I don't know why I'm crying so much, but what got me choked up was the picture of the cab driver.
And so I'm very emotional. So when you ask me how I'm feeling right now, I'm sorry. That's all I can tell you. This is how I feel right now.
Nobody knows what it feels like as a black man to be able to speak in this moment.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's enough. They go on and on and on. They're all crying, including Stephen Colbert weeping. It's just strange. It's strange to me. Match Lap weighed in on this and on the results that we're seeing so far, a very pithy remark and observation, clip 8.
Look, here's the problem. They did this mail-in ballot, right, to people that aren't on the rolls. In Las Vegas alone, 100,000 people moved. Everybody, including dead people, including people who moved, got a ballot. And what we're finding is a lot of those ballots were fraudulently set back into the count. They then separated the envelope the ballot came in from the ballot. The ballot has now dirtied the tally. It's in the tally. You can't pull it out.
Okay.
And that has to be remedied. And so how can any news media call a state with this level of voter fraud? You know what else? We wouldn't accept these results if they came from an undeveloped country. Jimmy Carter would be on a plane saying, you don't conduct a democratic election this way. America shouldn't have lower standards. Neither should America's news organizations.
All right, and this is really alarming. Now, this is Jennifer Rubin. I'm just going to give you an example here. She's with Washington Post. Jennifer's supposedly a Republican, okay? Yeah, but she hates Trump. And so she was on MSNBC. And this is what she said about what should happen to Republicans that supported Donald Trump. Let's listen to clip 13.
I also want to echo something that my friend EJ said. It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weathered this storm, they will do it again. They will take this as confirmation that, hey, it just pays to ride the waves. Look at me. I've made it through. And so up and down the ticket, federal, state, local offices, the country has to repudiate this.
All right, and then she goes on to say, any Republican now promoting rejection of an election or calling to not to follow the will of the voters or making baseless allegations of fraud should never serve in office, join a corporate board, find a faculty position, or be accepted in polite society. We have a list, says Jennifer Rubin. That's not all, though. It gets worse. There's a whole project now called the Trump Accountability Project. And it says that it will block jobs for and shame anyone associated with President Trump. So let me read. Let's see. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is warning of retaliation for unspecified crimes of people who followed Donald Trump. The Trump Accountability Project set up a Twitter account saying it will block jobs for and shame anyone who worked to elect Mr. Trump, staffed his government, or funded his campaign. They're talking about doxing and canceling the Trump world. Let's see. Harry Suvugan, a former spokesman for Barack Obama, called for a Washington jobs boycott for Trump loyalists. And he said employers considering them should know there are consequences for hiring anyone who helped Trump attack American values. And so Trump Accountability Project, this is from their own words, we must never forget those who furthered the Trump agenda. Those who took a paycheck from the Trump administration should not profit from their efforts to tear our democracy apart. The world should never forget those who, when faced with a decision, chose to put their money, their time, and their reputations behind separating children from their families. And so let me just tell you, there's another, where is this? Yeah, so President Trump, his senior officials offered to go on the Sunday programs, but none of them would allow them to go on to talk. The buzz is that Trump's Twitter account is going to be canceled the day that Joe Biden takes office. And so it's payback time. It might be just a little bit early. It may come back to bite them. I certainly do hope so. Meanwhile, there were all kinds of demonstrations. And in Washington, D.C., actually the Biden supporters and the Black Lives Matter Antifa got into fights. Antifa calling them out, calling them fools, and worse. Complaining that they're taking the Black Lives Matter Plaza. It's just, it's really surreal. It is, but it isn't over. Now, coming up next, something incredible. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
This year has been a pandemic year. Children are hurting all over the world. People are afraid. Families are scared. People have lost their jobs. They don't know where to go, what to do. They don't know what hope they have for the future. Well, I want every child to know that God loves them, that God has not forgotten them, and that He cares for them very much. And when you pack a shoebox and send it to Operation Christmas Child, it gives us an opportunity to give that box to a child and do it in Jesus' name. Can you just imagine the hope and the thrill and the joy when a kid opens up a lid like this and all these toys are in it? It's an incredible gift. And so I just want to say thank you. We need your help this year more than we've ever needed it because of the pandemic. It's just going to create a lot more opportunity. Thank you and God bless you. And remember, pray for the children of the world.
National Collection Week is November 16th through 23rd. Visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC.
Hi, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, engaging the world with God's Word for more than 80 years at only $5 a Bible. You know, I visited the Middle East last year where I met 19-year-old Arya, who would define herself as a devout Muslim. But when all she did brought no peace, she accepted the invitation of a Christian friend to attend a Bible study, and it was there that she would receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. She took her Bible study booklet home and hid it, but her mother rummaged in her room and gave it to her father, who as a radical beat her nearly to death and called the local authorities to report her as an infidel. They took her away, they beat her, they violated her, and they tortured her, but I like to say she did not grow bitter. She grew bold, and together with others in her evangelical church there in the Middle East, they've led about 200 former Muslims to Christ, but they all need Bibles. Learn how you can be a blessing by visiting sendbiblesnow.org. That's sendbiblesnow.org, or by calling 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
President Trump has promised to fight the good fight, demanding that every legal vote be counted, and he is right to do so. Remember, this is not so much about the president as it is about all of us gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. We must remain resolute, and we must hold the line. Call your elected leaders. Organize protest rallies. We must demand fair elections. We must demand the integrity of the ballot. President Trump has been fighting for we the people from day one. And as a result, he's earned a lot of enemies. Big tech, big media, Hollywood, not to mention the Democrats and never Trump Republicans. And now they're all conspiring to take him down for good. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. Well, it's time for the silent majority to wake up. I'm Todd Starnes.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the Morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
I think there are any number of things they need to investigate, including the likelihood that 3% of the vote total was changed in the pre-election voting ballots that were collected digitally by using the Hammer program and a software program called Scorecard. That would have amounted to a massive change in the vote that would have gone across the country and explains a lot of what we're seeing. In addition, they ran an algorithm to calculate votes they might need to come up with for Mr. Biden in specific areas. I think that explains what happened in Michigan, where the computer glitch resulted in a change of votes of about 5,500 in favor of President Trump, just in one of 47 districts. All those districts need to be checked for that same, quote, software glitch, end quote, that would change the result in Michigan dramatically. The same thing is happening in other states. We've had hundreds of thousands of ballots mysteriously appear solely for Mr. Biden, which is statistically impossible as a matter of mathematics. it can all be documented. We are putting it into materials that we will file in federal court, and we need to seek relief in multiple states to enjoin the certification of any election results.
That was the voice of Sidney Powell, and you recognize her voice because she's the one who's been defending Lieutenant General Flynn. And Sidney, along with tons of other attorneys, and actually lots of my friends, who've gone to fight this. I mean, they're just laying it all down, and they're spending hours, they're volunteering their time, paying for their own hotels. I mean, they're going and they're swinging, and so they're fighting back. Now, Sidney has brought up something that's completely different than what we discussed so far this morning, and another one of my, I consider him a friend, he's certainly a business friend, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney and I met a long time ago when I worked with Fox. He's still with Fox. Lieutenant General McInerney is a retired Air Force general. He was with the military for 35 years as a pilot, a commander, a strategic planner in the United States Air Force. He left retirement and went to Loral Defense Systems, and I could tell you a lot of things, but let me just say he understands technology, and he himself has been speaking out about what Sidney just mentioned, this thing called Scorecard and Hammer. First of all, General McInerney, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much for having me, Sandy.
All right, well, we've been hearing about these allegations of a software glitch happening in several states. So, and basically, my understanding is the allegation is consistent. It's ballots for Donald Trump are switching to Joe Biden. And you, I know, have gone on record and on television talking about what Sidney alluded to, this technology known as Scorecard and Hammer. Tell us about what you know about that and why you think this may be being used right now in this election.
Well, I know it's being used, Sandy, or was used. The fact is I first became involved with Hammer back in March of 2017 when I reported on Dave Janda's radio station, Operation Freedom, that the Obama administration had been listening to the Trump administration before the during the campaign, and then after the election, and then, of course, during the early days of the Trump campaign, which resulted in the Russian hoax. I broke that on Dave Janda's. So that has played out. It's obvious that the Russian hoax was a hoax. And it's obvious that this was generated by the Democrats. Now, and the names are still being investigated by John Durham and the Attorney General Barr. But a week ago yesterday, one of my sources called me and mentioned that Hammer was going to be used on the election, during the election. I remember that Sunday night, the election was coming Tuesday, which shocked me. Because I kind of thought it had disappeared. Now, Hammer is what we call a SIGINT, Signals Intelligence System, that the CIA had developed. And a chap by the name of Dennis Montgomery had written the software. And then, for the first time a week ago Sunday, I heard about Scorecard. Now, Scorecard is an application, and for your listeners, you have apps on your iPhone. You all know what they are. You tap them, whether it's travel or your bank account or weather, exercise, whatever it is. Those are applications. Think of Hammer as your iPhone. And this isn't exactly correct, but a system that can reach out and grab information. That's what we call signals intelligence in the business.
Okay.
Now, the Obama administration took that when they left, still in the government, don't misunderstand me, but they took the code and they're running it. As a matter of fact, President Obama and Clapper and Brennan moved it 2 weeks after Obama took over in his first term, moved it from the CIA to a location in Port Washington, Maryland, a separate SCIF, a Navy SCIF. And that's what I'd reported in March of 2017. And they were using it to spy on the Trump campaign.
Okay, so it has multiple capabilities. It's not. Yeah. It's not. It can be used to. I know. And you, I heard you in another interview say that this you couldn't actually. You said that you couldn't exactly tell how it had been used, but it had been used like it for us for warfare to like have access to some of our during the when we had more of an Islamist scare than we have in this moment. I think they're just sleeping underground, but this was being used to kind of protect us from our enemies, correct? And for national security.
It was designed in 2003 by Dennis Montgomery for that purpose.
Okay, so now...
And the Obama... Here, this is important. The Obama administration converted it to spying on U.S. citizens.
Do you think this was...
not allowed to do that.
Do you think this is what was...
the FBI.
Was this used on the Trump campaign? When he said he was being spied on, is this what he was talking about? The president?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, so now then, how is it being used, from your perspective, how was it used Tuesday night?
Well, for instance, at 0400 in the morning on the 4th, as they were tallying votes, all of a sudden at 4 o'clock in the morning, 158,000 votes showed up in Michigan in support of Biden. Now, what it does is the voting machines have faults. And you talked about what Sidney Powell had mentioned about the software glitches at 5,500 votes in Michigan. And that's at the software, that's at the voting precinct level, where you go in and you slide your vote in and the computer calculates it. Now, that is not hooked up to the Internet. But when these totals are rounded up at each precinct and they send them to the Secretary of State's office in the Capitol, the state capitol, it goes into there. It's called a transfer point, transferring it from all the precincts funneling in to where they then shoot them out nationally. This is where Hammer comes in at that transfer point and puts its application such that it changes the vote count that comes out. The 3% increase is for Biden.
I don't know.
So no one can see this when you're moving millions of votes.
No.
Except now we're starting to peel it back, and it's showing out where people are showing it on television by going back in their VTRs and looking at it.
I was just going to say, I saw an example of what I think you're talking about, and I don't know, this was somebody I did not know. They were illustrating a live moment on a CNN shot, and this is, I think, 2016. Andy Beshear running for governor against the incumbent Matt Bevin. And they show the totals for Matt Bevin. Matt Bevin was ahead of Andy Beshear. And it's down below, as we know now, on these television cable company screens are the tallies. And the numbers roll, you know, as the tallies increase. But they come from the original screenshot that is above as things are changing. So they suddenly CNN switches to a talking head. It's just for a few seconds, really. And you go back then to the screen where the tallies for Beshear and Bevin are shown, and you see that suddenly Matt Bevin has lost, I think it's 560 votes, and Andy Beshear has gained 560 votes. You actually see that on the screen, and it hasn't been changed on the scroll below. Is that an example of what you're talking about, you think?
Yes, exactly. And what is going on? You're hearing all these different cases. You and I are talking about Hammer and scorecards. This is cyber warfare. Now, you also have, to understand it so it parses out for everybody, you have another column, which are mail-in ballots. You have another column, which are absentee ballots. Now, absentee ballots have a chain of control, and that's very important because you have control. In the other ballots, that these governors were pushing, using the COVID-19 as the problem, they have no control. No, they have no control authority in them. And so that's where these votes started showing up, and you'll hear people talking about these votes. And that's very important. But let's keep them in the categories. Then you're going to hear about Joe Frazier, who died X number of years ago, voting in this election. And so the dead people that have voted. Then you're going to hear about the people that have moved out of the state. A ballot came to the house and where they used to live, and someone else voted for it. And you'll hear about all these ballot problems. And then you'll hear about the post office throwing a bunch out. So there are a whole host of areas where there has been fraud. But what we call in the military the schwerpunkt, the key attack, is in the cyber warfare. People don't see this. No one can see that. What you saw on television was the blink of an eye. No one would catch it.
No.
That's where the big numbers are. And that's why all of a sudden, where the president was leading, he got behind. But nobody can tell it because millions of votes, you're going across all the states, it's obscured. And all I'm saying is, let's focus on all the areas where there was corruption. But for the president has got to focus on the cyber warfare, this sophisticated hammer scorecard technology. It's just like we use in the military.
Well, so,
and that's where
General,
it came from.
So, General, I asked you this before, but I want to ask again. Is someone really honing in on this, looking? Is someone investigating? Can we trust that something will be done about this?
That's a good question. I'm not part of the administration or anything. I think they are. Am I satisfied they're doing it fast enough? No. Do we have to? This is the one thing that will show clearly that you can put in affidavits, take it into the court, and say at 0400 in Michigan, 138,000 votes for Joe Biden. And you can go back prior to the transfer point and show that these were votes for Trump. And so this is where I think they've got to put their focus and use their technology and use the right people. I'm talking about Dennis Montgomery and that, to do that. It's going to require significant work, but it is very doable, and it's going to be clear, because once you take, and it was all in the battleground states, wasn't in other states.
Right.
And so take the key states, and in the case of Michigan, where you see 138,000 votes, or Pennsylvania, or the difference like you see in Arizona, what's going on, you know, where they're in single digit, 8,000 or 9,000 difference points, this will automatically sway it completely. And it's clear evidence because it'll have to go to the Supreme Court. It is going to be very contested, but there is no doubt that they used it. And I called it out on Steve Bannon's show on Monday, and Sidney was on the show.
Yep,
so
I saw that.
I predicted it was going to come. I'm not trying to get credit for it, but so it's no surprise to me.
Right.
Well, it's no surprise that this is the impact. You see what Fox News has done to us.
Yes,
I'm no
surely
longer
do.
With Fox. Sandy.
Yes, neither am
and,
I. Neither am I.
Gosh. I'm not
so
part
disappointing.
Of that again.
Like a gut punch.
So
it's like a gut punch. It is just terrible. All right, we are with 30 seconds here. Let me just clarify something. Dennis Montgomery was the one who designed this software, as I understand it. And you say he is an honest broker. And you think he'll do what he can to help here?
He'll do what? Absolutely. He is a true patriot. He's a whistleblower. He's got to be very careful what he says publicly. He can't say it because he's got certain legal things that he can't. He's under laws as a whistleblower. And, of course, that's why a lot of people don't like him. And that's why some people are trying to badmouth him.
Yeah, well, of course. Of course. That's the way it goes. People have to be destroyed. But Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, you're a hero in so many ways. And let's keep in touch now. We've lost touch, and I'm so happy to reconnect with you. God bless you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
Exploring the Word with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland.
Each time the reaction from the apostles were not that good. It really makes me think, Bert, when you hear how Jesus would go to the cross and how He would give Himself a ransom for me, how do I respond? Do I respond with casualness and just live my life? Or do I come to Him in humility and say, Lord, I owe You everything?
Weekday afternoons at 3 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
And He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. Acts 17:26 conveys to us the reality that we were born and placed in the 21st century by God's specific design. He determined before time where we would live and when we would live there. If you're in Minnesota, Mississippi, or Maine, God put you there on purpose. He's not surprised by the darkness we see around us, nor is He caught off guard by it. In fact, He specifically prepared for it by making sure you're alive right now. God can do whatever He wants, but He's chosen to use you and me as ambassadors of His kingdom. We are His torches to light up the darkness.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. We are watching the crime of the century unfold before our very eyes as politicians with an anti-biblical worldview plot to steal the United States of America. We must do everything we can to stop it. One of those things is prayer. Please join me. Sovereign Lord, we know that nothing is hidden from Your eyes. We ask You to bring to light every evil thing that is hidden in the darkness so that what has been whispered in secret will be shouted from the housetops. We pray that You will expose everyone who is perverting the course of justice and that You will raise up judges and leaders who will punish the guilty so that the rule of law may be upheld and honored. May the prince of darkness be bound so that Your will and Your will alone will be done on earth this day as it is done in heaven. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Throughout the 2020 election, the so-called mainstream media has been shown, together with their giant social media counterparts, to be Democratic partisans, if not actually propaganda arms of that increasingly radical leftist party. A particularly egregious example came late in the campaign when there was a virtual news blackout about hard evidence that Joe Biden and his family have been utterly compromised by the Chinese Communist Party. Concealing that information was incalculably helpful to the Democratic ticket and a grave danger to the country and its national security. Now the media is telling us who won the election and insistently promoting the false narrative that Joe Biden is the president-elect. He is not and cannot be unless and until the constitutional processes for such a designation are followed. Until then, Mr. Biden is the president not yet, and the media is certified fake news. This is Frank Gaffney.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Now we take Georgia, then we change America.
That's an ad that's running right now to focus on people of Georgia to recognize that those two seats, Senate seats, are really right now, if the election results stand as they have been declared by the what we might call the fake news, and Fox taking the lead on that, that means that all eyes are on Georgia, because if the Democrats take the Senate, as Chuck Schumer just said, they will change America. Trust me. They have all kinds of plans. And this morning you will see Joe Biden setting up a coronavirus task force. He's going to announce it this morning. He's acting as though he is the president-elect, And it's a head fake. I have to tell you, it's done to discourage and depress you, and also to encourage you to accept results that are not results. They are not official results. Again, it's the same media that's been telling us for months that Joe Biden was way ahead in the polls. That was a lie. And Fox was one of the worst. And so I'm more angry at them than I am anyone else. I think of my friends on Fox that I've known for so many years. I think about how miserable, what horrible choices they're going to have to be making. By the way, Judge Jeanine was taken off the air on Saturday night because she was going to actually talk about what was happening in the race, and they took her off. Now, I don't know what her fate's going to be, but they removed her from the air, so I just wanted you to know that. And as I said before, I think Newsmax right now is a good place to go. There's another one, One America Now. That's another one. And I haven't watched either of them very much so that I could tell you a preference. I'm just telling you, I'm not watching Fox for my news anymore. I don't trust anything that they're saying. There are some shows that you can trust, but you're going to have to learn what those are. I'll tell you, Maria Bartiromo, Tucker Carlson still spoke out the truth. I'm sorry, Laura Ingraham congratulated Joe Biden. I'm not down with that. I'm just not. So be careful. And we'll talk about it as things develop. Pat Kolbeck has joined us again this morning. I'm so grateful because he's very busy. And he's a former Michigan State Senator, and he has been right on the front lines of what's going on in Michigan. And he joins us this early morning. Pat, thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you, Sandy. And you're spot on with the messaging. Right now, Joe Biden is in a fake it till you make it stage of his attempt to be president. And I would submit what's going on right now is an attempted coup. And we need to hold these guys accountable. You were saying keep your eyes on Georgia. I think we need to keep our eyes on all five states that were battleground states, including my home state of Michigan. And people will look at the vote tally disparagement. They'll say it's 146,000 votes. I'm telling you, there is more than enough fraud to account for 146,000 vote swing. Just from what I witnessed out in the city of Detroit in the wee hours of the morning, I was a poll challenger in Detroit from 5 o'clock on election day to 5 o'clock the next day, 24 hours straight. And the stuff that we saw, we have affidavits to. I'm telling you, there's two threads to what's going on right now. One is the media threat, where Joe Biden's already putting the crown on his head. The other threat is a legal strategy. It's a slower burn, but that's where we're going to get to the truth. And I'm telling you, the truth is Joe Biden's not going to be our next president.
Pat, I don't need to tell you that there are so many things circulating, so many stories. My brain is exploding with it.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. And you were there. You know, you're probably fatigued from being there. I'm just fatigued from watching. But we need to know what we can trust. So tell us, what kinds of potential fraud are you seeing in Michigan that you is not just a story somebody told somewhere, but you're pretty sure this is accurate? What kinds of things?
All right. Number one, we have people duplicating ballots without any Republican oversight. We also know that ballots have been put into the tabulator that have no associated signature associated with them. They were just directed to put them in anyway. We've got examples of what I witnessed. One of the first things that I did, I don't know if we mentioned this last time we were on the show, but my background, I'm a Microsoft small business specialist. I'm a bit of an IT geek. I did cabling design in the space station. So naturally, my first push when I got into the AV County Board in Detroit was to check out the network connections inside of the city of Detroit. And what I found horrified me. All the tabulators, all the adjudicators, all seem to be networked to the Internet. And for those of you who are wondering, well, what's a big deal about that, please go to my website, letsfixstuff.org. Got a lead story on there on how technology enables election fraud. And so, a lot of the stuff that people are talking about right now, I call it kind of penny ante fraud. It's kind of like it appears that the Democrats shotgunned all their best practices from previous elections on fake voters, phantom voters, ghost voters, all that kind of stuff. But the way to change systemically and large scale is via information technology. And we think we got them dead to rights. We got some key whistleblowers that are willing to testify to that effect. And I can tell you from the pushback that I got from examining all the network connections, it turned out that one of the owners of Dominion Voting Systems was actually present in Detroit the majority of the night there. And he was the guy that was getting kind of nervous with me snooping around there. So I think we got these guys.
Yeah, so, and as I understand it, Pat, the Dominion voting systems are used by over half, I think, of the, not precincts,
correct,
but areas,
yep,
in Detroit. And they're used in Nevada and other states as well. And they're partly owned by Nancy Pelosi, correct?
Well, I don't know about the ownership of Nancy Pelosi. I've heard that. But I do know that the data that they capture from it, they kind of keep two sets of books with this system. And the unofficial books are being manipulated overseas. So, yeah, there's concern about this. And I was dubious about this when I first started investigating it. But, you know, Sandy, this is getting serious. And and it's really starting to add up to systemic fraud. And when you actually peel it back, it's not just something that happened on November 3rd. They've been active at this, in Michigan at least, with some of the initiatives that they passed in some ballot initiatives. They've been doing this well before 2018. And you know what happened as soon as President Trump got into office after 2016 and what happened to him and what we've been subject to as American people, them trying to undermine his presidency since day one. Did we really think it was going to stop with this election? These guys are all in. And we as Christians, here's the interesting part. Here I am as a poll challenger at the AV Counting Board, and we like to follow rules, right? So when the election officials say, don't use your camera, you can't use your camera, we don't use our camera, right? The problem is, according to Michigan state law, the only reason you can't use a camera is to take pictures of ballots. We can take pictures of anything else, but because we played the goody-two-shoes Boy Scout approach saying, listen to authority, we didn't take pictures of all the stuff that was going on. Well, we've got pictures in our heads, but we also got some whistleblowers that are going to document exactly what was going on there. And I'm confident that we're going to all those battleground states are going to be back in play once the evidence becomes brought to light.
Hey, Pat, I just talked to Lieutenant General Tom McInerney before you joined me.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
sure you've heard them talking about scorecard and hammer.
Yep.
And Tom was talking about how he talked about this. He said that this, of course, was, well, I'm just going to repeat myself, this was used with national security attack to attack our enemies, and that when the Obamas left the White House, they took the codes with them, and that they used this particular software. He said, think of, kind of crudely, to think of Hammer as your iPhone and Scorecard as one of your apps. And he said that that's what they used to surveil the Trump team from the very beginning. And he said that's also what they've been using now, Pat, I don't know when it started, if it was 2016 or before that, to change tallies in elections. Is this what you're talking about? Are you talking about Scorecard and Hammer?
As a matter of fact, I saw a episode of my good friend Dr. Dave Jandy has a podcast called Operation Freedom, and General McInerney was his guest, and he was talking about that. I think it was a couple days before the election, so I had that whole discussion that General McInerney had in RAM when I went into the AV Counting Board in Detroit. So that's the reason, one of the main reasons I was going around snooping around for those connections. And I'm telling you, I think we got him on this, and that scorecard is definitely part of the puzzle here. And there's also a very good video by CD Media. If you go to my website at letsfixstuff.org, I compiled a set of important videos, and one of them very long, but I'll tell you, I couldn't stop watching it. It was about an hour long, and you walk through step by step how technology is used to subvert the election, and gives tangible examples dating back to the Matt Bevin election, you may recall, back in Kentucky.
Yes, I talked about that. I saw that, and I explained it, described it before you joined me when I was talking with General McInerney about how you watched on CNN the actual numbers switch with it, you know, without even you knowing. Suddenly, Matt Bevin has, 130 votes or 560 votes less, and suddenly it goes to Andy Beshear's column. Same amount of votes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and in Michigan, we had a couple other little incidents, if you will. You probably heard about what happened in Antrim County, where there was a 6,000 vote swing. We had Michigan State GOP chair and RNC chair run around McDaniel get up and talk about it on Fox a while back. But they highlighted how this error, Democrats are characterizing it as a software glitch that was corrected, but it was a 6,000 vote switch from President Trump to Joe Biden. And that same software is used in Detroit. And like I said, we had the owner of the system owner of Dominion Voting Systems actually monitoring the election through the wee hours of the night in Detroit. You think that was coincidence?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, so a couple things, and we're going to run out of time, and they're important questions. Is this affecting John James in any way? Because he was ahead. We thought he was going to win. We thought he was the winner. Now suddenly he's the loser. What do you know about that?
We don't know. That's the bottom line. We do know that there's significant voting irregularities that indicate that fraud was perpetrated. We know that statutes were indeed violated by Detroit election workers. We know that since the beginning, they've been pushing back against transparency and oversight into these elections. Well, a big searchlight's going to be turned on here in the coming weeks as we go through lawsuits.
So, Pat, you have certainly experienced your share of disappointments, and so have I, long list, of things not being right and never rectified, even though we fight hard and we try. Are you optimistic that the force things are in place to actually do something about this?
Absolutely. The number of people that have been contacting me on this subject has been phenomenal. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to get the word out to everybody. But I'll tell you what really gave me encouragement. Yesterday, when I was getting all the signed affidavits, including my own affidavit, we had a little notary public station put together by the Republican Party here in Michigan, not too far from my house. And they were only supposed to be open from noon to 4. I got there. Obviously, things are getting a little crazy over here. I just got off the phone with the whistleblower, and we were getting her affidavit going. So I was running behind him going, I hope they haven't closed the door. I get to the location where they're doing the notary public. It is jam-packed full of people willing to go off and put their name on affidavits attesting to voter fraud. I mean, well over. So the room was packed to the gills. People are energized. We're not going to let this go away.
Even Democrats are coming out. Even Democrats are coming out saying, this is wrong. This is wrong.
Yeah, the gentleman, I put up on my YouTube channel, a gentleman's testimony from America Stands. They captured it up on Philadelphia, and he highlights, this sickens me. And that's the bright spot, is that I think there's an opportunity for Republicans and Democrats to come together for America just by saying, let's preserve the integrity of at least the election process, shall we? And here's the challenge to all of your listeners right now. President Trump is going to be doing rallies now all across the country. Right now, the media's narrative is that you haven't shown us evidence of widespread voter fraud. Well, I'm telling you, all you need is one county in a major state to be subverted for it to be significant voter fraud. So the question isn't widespread. It's whether or not it's significant and impacts the election results. So we've got that data. They're pushing a narrative that says Biden's the president, and anything that claims that there's fraud is a bunch of false narratives. Well, it's not false narratives. That'll come out. But in the meantime, everybody needs to get out to these rallies and let these guys know that we're not going to sit by and let them get away with their attempted coup.
Okay, and also we have to come to grips with, we have to have different ways of communicating, because the networks are going to be not a source of information you can trust at all. Let'sfixstuff.org,
exactly.
Put that in. Let's fix, don't try to Google it. You're going to have to enter the address because Google's going to block all of us. Gmail is going to be messed with. I've already this morning been having trouble with mine. I'm just so suspicious of everything. I'm hearing that President Trump is going to be removed from Twitter the day Joe Biden takes his. Now, I don't know that that's a fact, but that's what they're talking about.
I just saw a white panel truck pull up in front of my house and get out and just stop there for a long time. So there's some crazy stuff happening right now, and usually they do that for packet sniffing to see if you got a Wi-Fi network. This sounds crazy. I get it. I hear everybody on this stuff here, but you know what? This is for all the marbles, and there's a lot of people that will do anything and say anything to get what they want.
Yes, and so we got to fight. We got to fight. Let'sfixstuff.org is Pat's website, and Pat, we'll talk again. Okay. Thank you, and stay safe. All right. I mean that. See you, Rios, in the morning.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.